Welcome to the August 7th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part 3 of her interview, Stella K. Vanook of Kaida Biopharma and Aviva Ventures makes the case that commercial strategy must now inform clinical development from the earliest stages. Indication selection, trial design, and endpoint choices all require commercial input up front rather than being treated as development decisions subject to post hoc commercialization planning. In a new contributed article from AllMac Clinical Technologies, authors examined why real-time, AI-enabled decision-making only accelerates development when trials have coordinated operational infrastructure for randomization, supply management, and workflows capable of responding to new insights. The real readiness question is not whether sponsors have AI, but whether their trial operating models can absorb faster info and respond in a controlled way without disrupting execution or compliance. And finally, in the pilot episode of our new YouTube exclusive series, Trial and Edit, we examined why sponsor-built AI tools are falling short at the site level, featuring insight from Abraham Gutman of AG MedNet and an exclusive video clip from Liz Beatty of Inato on what cross-asset site partnerships could mean for enrollment. The gap reflects a mismatch between sponsor-side optimization and site-side operational reality. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again next week for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.